Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Kenny Lin. I'm a family physician at Georgetown University Medical Center, and I blog at Common Sense Family Doctor. Recently, I was contacted by a continuing medical education provider that was looking to develop content on screening for atrial fibrillation. Identifying people with symptomatic atrial fibrillation might make sense for pharmaceutical companies, since it would likely lead to more people being prescribed pricey brand name oral anticoagulants to prevent stroke. But does it make medical sense to do so? More than 2 years ago, a JAMA viewpoint argued that screening for older patients for atrial fibrillation could have substantial benefits, because undiagnosed atrial fibrillation contributes to a significant proportion of cryptogenic strokes. Screening can be easily implemented in primary care settings, and studies of incidentally detected atrial fibrillation suggest that treatment reduces stroke and mortality rates to a similar degree as in asymptomatic persons. More recently, the same authors asserted that atrial fibrillation satisfies all items in the classic World Health Organization criteria for appraising the validity of a screening program. However, others have sounded a note of caution. Doctors Adam Sifu and Vinay Prasad have argued that the benefit of treating atrial fibrillation that is found after a more aggressive search for the arrhythmia will probably be lower than we are accustomed to, while the risks and costs of anticoagulation will be the same. And cardiologist and Medscape columnist John Mendrola has expressed concern that the proliferation of handheld and wearable EKG devices will contribute to an epidemic of overdiagnosis and unnecessary treatment. What does the evidence say? A 2016 Cochrane review identified only a single randomized controlled trial that compared systematic screening for atrial fibrillation with usual practice. As would be expected, participants in the screening arm were more likely to be diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and started on oral anticoagulation therapy. However, the trial will not report patient-oriented outcomes, such as stroke prevention and gastrointestinal and cerebral hemorrhaging, until 2019 at the earliest. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recently released a draft recommendation statement on EKG screening for atrial fibrillation that concluded there is currently insufficient evidence to assess the balance of benefits and harms. Although they found no randomized controlled trial supporting the benefits of screening, they identified one trial that provided some information on harms. About 15,000 adults aged 65 and older from general practices in England participated in this study. More than 2,500 participants had false positive results, and about 2,000 of them reported anxiety as a result. This isn't to say that these trade-offs aren't worthwhile. We tolerate several hundred false positive screening mammograms to prevent one death from breast cancer in the U.S., after all. But it does argue for waiting for the data so that we know for certain if screening for atrial fibrillation prevents enough strokes and/or deaths to outweigh the harms. In the meantime, family physicians should continue to adhere to evidence-based treatment practices for persons with known atrial fibrillation, as outlined in a recent guideline that I co-authored for the American Academy of Family Physicians. This has been Dr. Kenny Lin for Medscape Family Medicine. Thank you for listening.